Lusaka residents are urged to avoid the braziers indoors to prevent fires. Ukwashi Wazambi Orphanage gets a boost as Kitwe Cancer supports children with disabilities. In Africa news, a Pope lashes out at foreigners who exploit Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A concerned resident of Misisi Compound in Lusaka has urged their parents and guardians to avoid bringing braziers into their homes during the upcoming cold season, warning that they are a major cause of house fires. Speaking on behalf of the fellow residents, Gertrude Mumba says many fire outbreaks are recorded during this period, often linked to the cause of braziers indoors. Ms. Mumba has advised the families to find safer alternatives to keep warm and to avoid using braziers inside living spaces, especially around children.
Patenda mkoti season wazimaya hapa, teni tufungewa na buinu. Tuagule vampi ya pati tukamvela tia hii, mba wale nzei mnyumba, vana apila mnyumba, teni tareko nzei hapa vampi ya pavachipa. Teni tuagule vana tumapuri ingi, tumatrouzi, tumasocks. Tuagule vana, natu pepa japamena sika pachimake, mgele sambala mnyumba. Kuma nkala tumalema makolo matura kunchito, mba wale ili mnyumba. Ya mbila kumpando sasa vata kia wa government wati ranga nirepa tanisa yeko nzeru mbao tika zimi ya tupanja nye mbogo ngene sambao la mnyumba mwishpa japa mene vashitika vava atia wa government wati ranga nireko murilo ya hii sifu na gulianto ni vampepo vava anapa vonsi tukuliretu natia yifika mdoku pia ya isha na a government ya paparibi tanisa yeko nzeru kubana watu
Ukwashi Wazambi Orphanage has received assorted items worth 30,000 kwacha from Kitwe City Council through the office of the mayor Mpas Samwaya in support of children with special needs. The donation spearheaded by the Department of Housing and Social Services was aimed at promoting community unity and reinforcing the shared responsibility of caring for vulnerable members of society, particularly children living with disabilities who often face greater life challenges. Speaking during the handover, Ukwashi Wazambi Director Henry Mutembu explained that the orphanage has long been dedicated to supporting children under the age of 18 living with disabilities. He says the institution provides education, medical care, and mobility support, while also appealing for expansion of both the orphanage and its school due to the growing number of children in need. Mr. Mutembu further highlights that Wokwashi serves as a stepping stone for children with severe disabilities, especially those who do not meet entry requirements for other schools, preparing them for transition into further education and skills training. Meanwhile, Mayor Mwaya reaffirmed the council's commitment to inclusivity, emphasizing that no child should be left behind and that every child deserves equal opportunities and support regardless of their circumstances. Director of Housing and Social Services, Afiud Sikanyika, notes that the department plays a vital role in connecting with grassroots communities, creating opportunities and solutions that positively impact the lives of the less privileged. Ward Development Committee Chairperson for Chivefro Ward in Mukurushi District, Masia Chirwa, has urged residents to actively participate in the Keep Zambia Clean campaign. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Chirwa said maintaining a clean environment is essential in preventing the spread of diseases and improving the overall well-being of communities. He has emphasized that cleanliness should not only be observed on designated days set aside by the government, but must become a daily responsibility for every citizen. Mr. Chirwa further calls on people across the different communities to adopt good hygiene practices consistently in order to create healthier and safer living environments.
Ababa bomfi ke kutira bafwaye okulangirira kumulandu wa kutira bena balabomba eryo barangire kuri ifwe kuri bekala kyalo awe balifwaye bonse kibukushita ko bati mwe bekala nkingo shonse muno Zambia se konse kunchenzo ko twaikala ii programu ya kutira balangi ubusaka kusambirisha ubusaka kila muntu apo bekala apo babombera pabe no ubusaka apantu nga panche ni nga pali ubusaka na malwele yala chepa pantu ni pali no ubusaka na wabombila po pali clean. So Keep Zambia Clean ya abantu wonse. So Keep Zambia Clean ilere nga ukwati usunge ubusaka nchende tutarushe amalwele pakati kamibili Yesu na panche ndi sheso.
The Conservation Farming Unit, the CFU, has successfully completed a two-day technical training program designed to equip its staff with practical skills in mechanization tools and agricultural implements. The initiative aims to strengthen climate resilience and promote value addition among smallholder farmers across Zambia. Speaking on the development, CFU projects and communications lead, Dr. Oliver Bulaya, explained that the knowledge gained from the training will be cascaded to farmers in central and southern provinces within CFU's operational areas. He notes that more than 500 smallholder farmers are expected to benefit from improved access to locally manufactured mechanization equipment and innovations developed by Starrise Machines. CIMITI Training Coordinator Engineer Obesingwali has highlighted the organization's collaboration with CFU and the Ministry of Agriculture under the Scaling for Impact program. Meanwhile, CIMITI Engineer Stephen Mulungu explained that the organization, through its Scaling for Impact program, has been working in partnership with CFU, Total Land Care, and the Ministry of Agriculture to promote the use of smallholder machinery among small-scale farmers.
So the essence of this the training was to ensure that our officers are currently invested with information on mechanization tools that are able to enhance climate smart agriculture interventions in our country.